We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr. Buttermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Starr.
This is Elisa Starr. This is another episode of my Thought of the Day. And today I wanted to talk about zombies. I watched a lot of zombie TV shows. I was reading The Walking Dead comics, I don't know, 10 years before, whatever, like since they started, since issue one, before it was valuable. So I've been living with this idea of zombies and people and wandering and fighting and all that shit for a long ass time. So I really enjoyed it. I enjoy the violence and the introspection, and I figured out how to handle some of the grossness. Some of it is just so overdone, you know. It reminds me of Cannibal the Musical or Monty Python. Which is fun. It's fun to watch all the blood splatter. So this has been growing in my brain until now, when I'm splooging it all over your face, right? Basically, the one time I heard about vagina stuff on The Walking Dead is in season one when Carol says she misses her vibrator. Then after that, you don't hear vagina stuff unless it's like I am pregnant, right? Or you know, people, you find out people are hooking up, you watch a sex scene, but you never see any of the vagina maintenance that you kind of have to do, where like, okay, first of all, I don't live in the apocalypse. I live in a very clean apartment, or at least it was clean when I got here, and my bathroom looks like a murder scene for a week, a month. I have to throw my pants away after a few months sometimes. You know, like your period pants just get ruined. And it doesn't take that long to ruin them either. And then you have to downgrade some pants you like and make them the new period pants. You know, and then hopefully you can also get new clothes you like because of the downgrading of your anyway. That's the period pants situation. Not only that, like when you're not wearing a tampon, you stink of period blood. Like nobody can escape the smell of your ovaries pushing themselves gelatinously out of your body. Like, it is the worst smell in the world. And syncing up is real. I have synced with a lot of women. The thing about syncing your period with another person is that it doesn't always go with your personality. Like, I have a follower period. My period will sync up timing-wise and sometimes like symptom-wise to other people's. And it just makes me angry because I feel like I'm a leader in every other area of my life but my fucking period, which, by the way, if you haven't noticed, is one of my favorite things about life and myself. I love to hate period stuff. So I just want to know, these characters, these lady characters, these characters with vaginas, are going around wearing the same pants for years, right? That I get that. Except the whole period ruining thing. Nobody's mentioned. They're like, uh-oh, everybody's on their period today, so we're all gonna smell that those pennies, you know, or the slightly fishy odor that you get, but it's mostly pennies. It's mostly just like a slightly more tinny blood smell. And maybe they don't notice. Maybe because they're always covered in blood, they don't notice the period blood smell. That would be reasonable, but nobody talks about it. Nobody addresses it. You know, it seems like, first of all, it'd be an awesome joke or a running joke. And second of all, third of all, whatever, like, my suspension of disbelief just goes out the window when I realize that, like, out of the 150 women who've been characters on the show, not one of them has mentioned their period ever. That's not normal, especially because it's a million times harder in the apocalypse to find a fucking tampon. They don't even have toilet paper. It's not like you can put a leaf in your underwear and make sure that it catches all of your blood. It's just like, so what have they been doing? Have they, I just need to know. And, or is it one of those things where, like, when all of them are synced up and when everybody's on day one, the lady hunters are just like, we're doing our own thing. When you see a group of lady hunters, is it because they're like, all right, we all smell like this. It's cool. I just want someone to address it so much. I have a feeling this is going to be my new Twitter campaign. I'm going to go and talk to all the writers of The Walking Dead and make sure that they put it in. Or maybe just that Angela King lady. Either way, anyway, this is the problem I have with zombie TV shows. And maybe it's just because they're written by men? I don't know. It seems like they're not all written by men. I can't tell. Maybe it's not something people think about, but I think about it all the fucking time. Every time I watch it, like, I'm like, okay, wait, but how can you still be wearing the same pants? It's been a year. I know that they are encrusted with period blood. Explain to me. And although, like, even no matter what, they don't really explain to you how they get clothes, you know? So maybe it's just part of the process that we don't see. This has been Elisa Starr's Thought of the Day. And as you know, Elisa Starr's Thought of the Day is brought to you by Snarky Cards, brutally honest greeting cards. Today's card is, I fucking love your butthole. Sincerely, Elisa Starr. You can get this snarky card and more at snarkycards.etsy.com.
Elisa Starr, blabbermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Starr, trying to get you to laugh at your scars. Elisa Starr, tells you what's up wherever you are. Elisa Starr, she is a booby blabbermouth who is your friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.